Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What a day! Hot, 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 hot! LA is always hot, but today I just don't know what to say. Studio is very, very warm also. And driving in a car wasn't so much fun. But not only is hot outside, it's very hot inside. Not because it's so warm here, because I have the most beautiful three girls in a studio. I'm a fourth, including me, and I have very good-looking gentlemen too. But the three girls that I have in the studio, there's somebody that I'm very, very proud of. Okay. We'll be talking to very independent lady. She's originally from Poland, Ilona Europa, me. I'm also from Poland. And we'll be having also guest who is back into our studio for a second wonderful show. Then maybe let's start from introduction. Okay, Natalia, close to microphone. What is your name?
Natalia Matusik.
Natalia Matusik. That will be Polish way, yes?
Correct, Matusik.
Mm-hmm. Matusik, but Americans will say?
Matusik.
Matusik, Natalia Matusik. Natalia, you are originally from Poland, and you are here how many years?
Over 20.
Over 20 years, and people, be careful. This girl is a really serious, very, very smart girl. She is so smart that some people, a lot of people, are supposed to be afraid of her. Why am I saying like that, Natalia? Can you tell us what are you doing, what you were doing for so many years, and what is your education?
Well, I don't know why you'd be afraid of me.
Of course, if I am not a nice person and somebody just calls you, I would be scared of a person like you, that because you really have something to say to protect us.
Well, I own my own law practice. I was a prosecutor in Riverside for about 8.5, almost 9 years.
That's very unusual for ladies, for women, yes? Do you see a lot of...
Not necessarily. It's about 50% of males and females at a DA's office. So.
Wow, that's good. Yeah, like that.
No, it's fairly...
But 8 years of your life, you were prosecuting...
Correct.
Not so nice people.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying. Most, hey, people, be careful.
Mostly domestic violence offenders.
Wonderful. That's, I will say... ladies need protection. We need to know who to call to when we have problems in life like that. But now you are on your own. Again, name of your
law firm?
Yes.
Matusik Law.
People, if you want to know how to spell her name, please go to Accent on Facebook. I think we can manage to spell the name for people. One more time.
Okay, it's Matusik.
Wonderful. And then people can learn more. And we'll be talking today maybe a few topics. Probably we'll be talking lady stuff too. But she's beautiful. She's really so beautiful. But mainly we'll be talking about violence, yes? And against...
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we our next very, very interesting guest or guests is a lady that is also Polish. But she's so independent. She travels all around the world, and most of people who listen to our show will say, oh, and what is the big deal? We all travel. The way how she travels, I couldn't do. I don't know if Natalia could do. She just one day fold her life in Poland to the backpack, probably, and she had with her her daughter, who probably was not even 2 years old, yes? 21 months. And you said bye-bye to Krakow. You live closer to Krakow, yes, in
Correct.
Poland. And then probably nobody saw you for many, many years. And right now, is it 3 years? You are on a road, and I'm not saying road. You are in so many countries, traveling, doing live your way. Very unusual way, very scary way to me. But it looks like you both are smiling. Daughter smiles, you are smiling. Then something magical is about the lifestyle that you, I don't know if you want promote, that you live like your life this way. I want to know more. And then we have one more guest in our studio, unexpected, but very, very welcome, because he's your friend, yes?
Correct, also.
Okay. I didn't tell you, people your name. Could you tell us your name?
My name is Asia, and my daughter's name is?
Gaia.
Yay! Gaia speaks two languages. She speaks Spanish and she speaks Polish, and she is barely 4 and a half, going 5. Then these 3 years of travel saved mommy lots of money on the future lessons, Spanish lessons. Then we applaud that. Okay. Then, and we have a wonderful friend that was so nice that brought you here with him, and the way how you met is very unusual, but let's introduce you to our listeners. Your name is?
Hello, my name is Tony.
Closer to microphone. Yeah. No, yes, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony. And Tony, you met Joanna or Asia and Gaia not long ago, yes?
Mm-hmm. Recently.
Recently. And in a cool way, you will both will be talking about community and website that allows people who travel just connect between each other, and you open the door sometimes for strangers, really. But the trust is the main issue, and all of you, both of you, three of you, believe that travelers have this something in common, that they really are wonderful people, and if they share just couches, yes, for people who want to visit in other countries. Is this true?
Absolutely.
Then you are originally from
Taiwan.
You have beautiful accent, and I cannot wait to have you on my show and tell people your life story, because you are a very smart gentleman too. And where you are working, can I tell this? Is this the secret? You are working as computer?
Just IT consulting.
IT consulting. And I know you took care of about Asia computer, which here in LA everybody said no way to repair, you need to purchase new. But you, the magician, you somehow made everything work again, which we are so thankful. And then thankful that you made the travel for Asia, Joanna, and Gaia, which is the same name, Asia, you know, pleasurable. And she's here in the studio without like harder way of traveling to Sherman Oaks. Okay, wonderful long introduction. I think Asia, Asia.
Yes.
You're smiling so much. Your baby is really beautiful, like the sunshine. But the 4 years ago, almost, or 3 and a half years ago, the decision wasn't so easy.
Yes. Yes and no, you know. You know, Ilona, I was dreaming about traveling for many, many years, but always there was something in my life. I was a university teacher, I had my project, I was working with blinds, because also I'm physiotherapist by my profession. And I was really engaged myself in my life there in Krakow, and I liked my life. But still I had this dream, but I was like, you know, thinking maybe not this year, next one. And the time was passing by, and one day I was pregnant. And well, that was a pretty like earthquake for me. Well, for almost each woman, it is an earthquake.
Yes.
And later I had another earthquake because I discovered that without my expectation, I became a single mother, and that was a pretty tough time in my life. But this dream about traveling. Now, watching back, or looking back, I must say that saved my life, and I'm so happy that somehow, I don't know how, but somehow I was able to buy tickets and get our rucksack ready, and you know, get into this plane who took us here to the other side of the world, to South America firstly. Yeah, well, to South America. And from that place, 3 years ago and a bit, we started our journey.
Wow, 3 years you are traveling. I cannot even take travel for 2 weeks. I am so tired going in. Then I'm happy wherever I am. But then thinking I need to come back and unpack and, you know, roll my life again. And it's just tiring. But I'm coming back to my place, my home, my bed, my refrigerator, and whatever the lifestyle I live, then, you know, is like is. But you, every day, you could wake up in another place, and your way of life and travel is so minimalistic, and amount of money that you spend on a daily life, as I can't even imagine anybody can live life like that. Could you tell us, because leaving Krakow and going on an airplane, and your first stop was where?
Lima, Peru.
Peru. And you had no idea, you don't speak Peruvian.
did you speak Spanish a little? Pretty poor at this time.
And I will say right away, why Peru?
Well, you know, I was there before I got Gaia. I was traveling there as a single female traveler, for like 6 weeks. And it was my holiday time. And I totally fall in love with this earth, with this people, with this culture, with this color, with this food, with everything, absolutely everything there. And
did you travel by yourself then?
Yes. Also. Just with rucksack, with my tent, camping, you know, in some way.
That's so not 2017. Every mother will say, daughter, what are you doing? And, you know, no. And now my grandchild with you, what are you doing? Twice. But okay, you had great memories of Peru, and you thought that will be the best as introduction to beginning of your travels.
Yeah.
Wow. Exactly. Did you plan that 3 years later you'll be still traveling?
No, not at all, you know. Well, basically, I got the ticket for 3 months because, you know, I had a baby with me.
And 21 months old.
Yes.
And she couldn't say no to you.
She couldn't say. But, you know, she was in good health and, well, we were, like, together. And because I had experience of low-budget traveling, and I had experience generally of traveling, so I had this feeling that I might be able to do it. And I got the ticket for 3 months just to give it a try.
Okay.
To see how she adapts.
Of course.
And how I adapt to this new, you know, environment. So, well, that was a hard time, full of miracles of travels, full of good people who helped me, and full of lessons and my mistakes. Yeah. I took many lessons, you know, from
because you didn't spend 3 months in Peru. You were moving around?
Not exactly. Yes.
Moving.
I spent 3 months basically between Lima and little tiny village, which name is Chivay, which is the south of Peru, in the place when there's Canyon Colca. Maybe you know this is the deepest canyon in this side of the
world. I saw some video that you were like looking down. Was this place?
No.
No, that was
somewhere
else.
It was Colombia.
Good.
But anyway, and I was volunteering there.
Okay.
And because during the weekends for volunteers, there were like kind of trips. So I took my baby. And I had this great, wonderful chance to commit my first mistakes. So I learned a lot there.
What was the biggest mistake that you think you made?
Oh, you know, there was many of them. Like
the no bathrooms, easy bathrooms, or stuff like that. Not
like
hot water, not... Oh, it's warm there, but...
You know, for the first years, we had hot water maybe 5 or 6 times.
I know.
So this is absolutely luxury there. You know, mistakes are really simple one. Like, for example, I haven't got enough T-shirts for my child. Okay. And she get sweat. She was sweating, and her T-shirt get wet. And I haven't got enough to change her, you know?
Okay.
So that was, okay, I have to remember about
because
it.
Because you travel only with her on your back and backpack,
yes.
You practically don't have...
I'm like a snail, you know?
Just amazing, you know, how little we can have to live life. Then in the end, you look back and say the most beautiful 3 years of your life. You know, I just want to say this is like celebration of independence, a courage, woman courage, beautiful parenting because you cannot be more close to your child like for the last 3 years. And also, just you could prove to everybody that everything what we have practically is not necessary to be just happy.
Yeah.
Too simple, too simple, too easy? Describe a description?
No, description is a really good one, you know. You told at the beginning that, what kind of expression you use? I don't remember. But we are traveling in the shabby budget. I mean, in the very low cost, but our life is so rich, you know?
Yes, it's so rich.
I can't find the proper words to tell you how rich this life is. Maybe, I don't know, sometimes maybe pictures, sometimes maybe films, which I have on my YouTube channel, can give you a kind of example. But really, I'm so happy that I follow this dream. And right now, when I'm here in Los Angeles, I can see that I can tell and I can see that it was the best decision which I could take, you know.
Yeah.
And I hope it won't change in the future.
I know it will not change you once you found your happiness, because I read a little bit of your bio, and I know you had a not so nice moment in your life that made you think, are you really happy? Is this all what you want? What will make you happy? And you just took the chance on trying to find out that the travel, photography, and being mother and being so close to your daughter, and just minimalize your life to the point that what matters the most will be for you the most important. You seem like you achieved after 3 years when you look back. Then I cannot even compare my life to yours, but I'm saying, and I'm sure we'll be talking the same to Natalie, and when she knows so many ladies who are going through heartaches and heartbreaks and really tough lives. But a lot of people also in LA have the amazing life, and they cannot imagine to drive car longer than 2 years without changing for another one, or just whatever we do in this Western way of life, that we decide more is better instead of less is better. Now, I am really, really pro minimalizing my life right now too, you know, just for everybody. I think this is a lesson that you can teach us how to be happy, how to find what makes us happy and go after that.
Well, that's what I want to say, because also I don't want to glorify the poor conditions, you know. Well, I'm traveling on budget of $6 for each of us, so we have like $12 each day. But of course, if we for some reasons or from some sources could have more, it would be much easier, you know.
Yeah.
The thing is, of course, that I guess I wouldn't change too much my style of traveling, because I love to travel close to people. That's why I'm using couchsurfing. That's why I'm speaking Spanish now, because 80% of nights during these 3 years of traveling I spent with local families, and that was absolutely great, amazing experience.
Wow.
Because thanks to it, we were able to meet people from each society class.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And get this experience and get this knowledge, this wonderful knowledge about their life, about their dreams, about their their worries, you know.
Again, it's so not what we, when we turn on TV, we think about humans, lives, and about waking up in this happy place that people trust each other, want to help each other, that we can rely on each other. That's how we believe that life's supposed to be, but seems like it's not so. But you are telling us that your way of life and traveling and meeting people on a way, I know you are not making dangerous choices for yourself and for your daughter. You are a smart lady, then you are choosing wisely. But still, on a way, every day you are meeting people who are willing to give you even more than you ask for. And they are part of your life, and you never meet them again sometimes.
That's a big sorrow for me, because when I'm looking back, well, I can see, you know, these places on the maps, and instead of names of villages or names of the cities, I see names of my friends and names of little friends of Gaia, and I'm just, oh, help me.
You're missing them?
Yes, I'm missing them so much, so much, from deepest of my heart. Because for this short period of time which we had for each other, like sometimes 3 days, sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes longer, because thanks to it that I don't have like a date of going back, I can choose and I can stay in certain environment as long as I feel that is good for us and good for another people, you know, who are living there. So I can stay, I can be a part of this place, and this place can be part of us, you know. And I'm missing so much Latino America because, for everything, you know. Life here is different. United States is so different than the other America, you know. Yeah. And I would like to encourage people to go there and see those people and meet these people face to face, and not to be afraid, because here I met so many opinions which hurted my heart, you know. Sometimes from the people who even didn't put their feet on the somewhere. Latin Americans.
And they judge, they just culture, they judge people.
So firmly they judge, and I don't understand why they don't have any experience.
Yeah. Then we'll be talking in a second. We'll take a little bit break. I don't know how many years ago, I just like to watch TV. And of course, your life is something that I wouldn't do ever, but I am amazed by the lifestyle and the countries that I am a little bit scared of. And one day I sat and I composed a song, and it's called Step Into the Culture, which has no lyrics, but I would like to play for 2 minutes because it's Step Into the Culture, so many unusual vocalises, and that's my way of traveling all around the world, the way how I write my music. And then we'll come back and we'll be talking about your blog, and people need to find you. Then we'll give people information how to maybe connect with you, and maybe we'll say hi one more time to Gaia. Powiemy coś po polsku albo po hiszpańsku. We'll be talking in Polish, maybe in Spanish with her if she wants to talk to us, and then we will move back to our wonderful guest, who will talk about very serious stuff that we need to talk about on the radio, which means violence against women and family issues, and that's it. But for right now, let's step into the culture, Ilona Europa, for a second.
Oh,
stepped into the culture. Jerry Jones, thank you for this beautiful backing track and producing the song, unusual even in my life. Okay, coming back to you, Asia and Gaia, where we can find you, how we can find you?
Well, Facebook, blog, YouTube channel.
Okay, then if somebody wants to contact you, the simplest way, what address we can give them, what link you think?
samozdos.fotowyprawy.com.
Okay.
Complicated, true.
Not really when you repeat slowly, okay?
Maybe you could repeat it.
I think you're fine. Somo.
Somos dos. This word comes from Spanish and means we are two. Somos dos.
Then somos.
S-O-M-O-S. S-O-M-O-S. D-O-A. Dot. Fotowyprawy. The word comes from Polish and means like traveling with camera.
Of course, most people who don't speak Polish, you better go to my Facebook page, Accent On, and
sure.
You will be having the link there. And for her Facebooks too, because Asia has a very good Facebook, and then you can find everything there. But your website also exists, yes?
Yes. This is the name of my website, somosdos.fotowyprawy.com.
Yeah, and if you click on this link, you'll be having English version, you know, and you can
English
learn
right
a little
now
bit.
It's not so much, it's like kind of introduction, but really I was thinking many times that I should at least run, because, you know, I'm a single mother
of
and
course.
I'm a traveler, and to be honest, I'm writing this blog between 5 a.m. up to 9 a.m. when my child is sleeping, and I like getting up really early. And that's the only occasion when I can work on that. So I'm running the blog in Polish because this is the easiest way for me. I try to make like English version of my fan page of blog. So there will be Polish, English, and I have to do it also in Spanish, as my Spanish friends are like checking
we
it.
We need to know it. More about you. But you have right now computer running, and it's okay. Thank you again
Tony.
Yeah, Tony. And then, I don't know, Tony, is this your business? We can send people your way if you want a little plug. is this your business as a private business, or you are working for company?
Oh, no, it's just private.
This is a private. Is this some? Do you want us to give people a place how they can contact you if they have problem with their computers? Closer to microphone. Give us some.
Well, it's not easily set up. Well, mostly I do by referrals, so just through.
That's LA Talk Radio, Ilona Europa, Accent On refers you to everybody who has computer problem, and I will be having probably lots of them in the future, although I'm buying new one. Woohoo! Then, but yeah, could you give us some information, or just maybe I can post later, whatever you think,
probably
link?
Probably posting will be easier.
Because you have some link to, you have some website, or you just are the gun for hire privately. Okay, but we met Tony. If somebody wants to know more about Tony, contact me. I'll try to get information from Tony. And you are in LA?
Yes.
LA. Are you traveling to clients, or clients are coming to you with computers and problems? You are traveling too. Yay! Oh my gosh. And okay, last question. Your blog is loved. I know it's in Polish and got some award, yes?
Yeah.
In 2015?
Yes, when was correct.
Who gave you this award, and why they don't support your travels to get more from you for people
to
enjoy?
Money is always a difficult question.
It's not, you know, and we talk a little bit about that. That is so hard for you to ask people, strangers or whoever, for money, and you almost never do that. You have the little place on your website that says if you wish, but I said if you don't ask, you don't get. And a lot of ladies, a lot of people who dream similar like you, and they cannot do life your way, they probably add it all and say, wow, this girl is doing something great. And they would love to read more and more about your life story. I hope you will be writing book soon. But maybe somebody wants to give you a money, but then I need to send them to link, yes, to your website.
Yes?
That's what you say?
Yes, that's true. On the website, there is like PayPal address. Well, if someone is willing, that would be really lovely. But also, you know, I'm like kind of, I don't want to ask people for it because oh yeah, that was my dream.
Yes.
I knew what kind of budget I have. I knew how my this travel looks like, and I took decision as an adult. I want to go. So I find that this is my responsibility to provide provide money
for your family,
for our.
But you are right now our story. You are right now story of people who met you, who love you, and they want you to be happy, and they just care about you, and they know that if something's important to you, and if they can help, then probably people with these beautiful hearts, maybe people who listen, maybe you really can help and make her journey just not even easier, because she never complains, seems like, but maybe longer. Maybe we'll see some videos. Maybe we'll have a chance to read her book in English one day, because in Polish she's very, very well spoken. This will be no problem. But I think this is very, very exciting story, and I can write music to your film in the future, and I have a lot of musicians.
No, thank you a lot for that.
Hello, you know, this is all what I can give it to you, and you never know how life will go.
Tell you something, because, you know, I'm having this YouTube channel.
Yes.
And usually I just putting the pieces from our traveling, which are just raw, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making a stories and so on. But sometimes, you know, there's one guy who is making like short pieces of vlog, which is like kind of movie from certain period mm-hmm. of time. And usually you have so many problems with music, because, you know, everybody yeah. like have this rights registered.
Absolutely.
That would be lovely.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Something beautiful is in front of you. I know it. We will pray for you and wish you the best. Please, I have her Facebook. On Facebook, she has her also website link. I know people don't speak English well, but the contact is a contact, and PayPal is a PayPal. Everybody understand. Any penny, any money. It's not only about her lifestyle. Like I said, she's managing her life in beautiful way, and she looks so healthy and so happy, and child looks amazing, you know, and I can only say congratulations. But, you know, you never know. She probably will appreciate a little bit help, and the future could be brighter, and we can read one day about her life story in the books. For the first time, LA Talk Radio, Ilona Europa, Accent On, we are talking to Asia Joanna Nowak and Gaia Nowak, and her website, you need to say one more time, even if it's in Polish, please.
So, if you have a bit of time, you are very welcome to see somosdos.fotowyprawy.com.
And like I said, my Accent On Facebook page, when you scroll down information about our guest, Asia Nowak, I have links to her blog in Spanish also, and I have her website and her fan page links there. Then please just scroll down. And of course, this radio show will be available in a few hours for everybody to enjoy over and over and over. Thank you, Tony, for bringing Asia and Gaia to our studio, and we'll be sending you people with computer problems, and hopefully we can talk to you about your life story, because coming from Thailand to America is a very exciting topic too. Yay! Thank you so much. Hi, Natalia.
Hello.
We know, closer to microphone. Everybody's running from mic far away.
I just have been listening to Asia, and I have so many questions for her. I don't know whether I necessarily want to talk about domestic violence.
You are right, because we really brought the happy mood into the studio, and I think you are also beautiful lady. I can say you are single, nothing wrong with that. I'm single too, and that life, you are too single. Yes, Yasha, then three of us, that we can just create our life the way how nobody never repeats somebody else's life story. And if you ask her one question, what would it be like?
I was just thinking about the logistics of her travels, how she chooses the next place, what is the decision making process, and I mean, obviously $12 a day
for two people is
nothing, but I cannot imagine surviving on $12 a day in LA, maybe in Peru. I mean, and how many different countries have you been to?
How many countries, how many kilometers, how many days? I've never made such a Cedre. I never listened like that, you know. Wait, guys, I guess it was like 11 or 12, maybe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not about number of culture of countries. Yeah. It's about experience. I know that I'm not able to see everything in the world. So these places which I'm getting it, I just want to experience.
But you mentioned something about couch surfing. So I
yes.
assume that's the way you get to your next point of destination. Right?
Well, couch surfing is about living with someone local,
right,
you
right,
know.
Right, right.
And yeah, this is connected because, you know, the idea is who knows, who has all information about the place? The tourist guy? Yeah, but it's more interesting for me the knowledge which have local people, you know. And they are telling me, look, there is like beautiful ruin and no one is taking care of it. You can walk it easy. It's like, you know, 5 hours of walk, nothing more, you know. Or you're telling, okay, next destination, you know, the next village, there have really interesting story and there is such a beautiful bay and you can take a swim in calm ocean, you know. It dwarfs. It is really, you know, good idea to go there. So I'm listening to the people, listening what they are talking.
See, I see we have questions for you, and I think you just need to call us in to the studio one day, and
yeah.
we'll make another wonderful conversation with you, and we'll have a question. But for right now, last question, I would like to say thank you to Ignacy Żarski, Consul for Culture and Press and Polish Community, for connecting us.
And Consul Mariusz Brymora.
Thank you so much. This is very, very interesting show, hopefully for everybody who listens. Now, oh my gosh, we need to change the mood because we will be talking about stuff very serious, and also we'll be, you know, making a point that you have your own a law firm and that really can give help and protect the ladies who are in trouble and they just life is in trouble.
Well,
could
not,
you tell
not,
us?
Not just ladies, I mean, and
oh.
Men as well.
Men's, okay. Then could you tell us what do you mean, what is your day-to-day life and the problems when somebody comes to you and saying, I'm abused, I have problem, I need to get out of this marriage. What is the first step?
Okay, so you're basically talking about two different areas of the law. One
just
is family law.
Yes.
And then the other one, possibly some sort of a criminal prosecution or
okay.
criminal
But mostly
case.
When lady is coming to you, a woman, I'm saying woman from a woman perspective, but could be both, like you said, they are abused in some ways, yes?
Well, when I was a prosecutor, 90% of the victims were women, but some of the victims were male, so it really depends on the case. The way it translates into the private practice, when I have a client that deals with a family law case, whether it be a divorce or a prenuptial agreement or a criminal offense type of a case, you know, like it's a different scenario because when I was a DA, obviously I was prosecuting crimes and most of the victims were females, but from a criminal defense standpoint, it would be the opposite. Most clients would be male, right?
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
who would be accused of domestic violence, and accused doesn't necessarily mean they were guilty of it, which I think is very
yes.
Important for people to understand because I can tell you from my experience as a prosecutor, it's one of the most difficult areas. it's very difficult to prove that somebody is guilty of domestic violence because so many factors play in. There are certain biases, people make up stories.
Closed doors and no witnesses.
Exactly, no witnesses. And if there's a child custody issue or a pending divorce, people are more likely to make up some sort of a domestic violence scenario and actually threaten the
spouse. Can ruin life
the spouse,
of the person
oh,
that you accuse.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the cops on you, etc. So
and also, there's this physical abuse, it's mental abuse, and you know how can you even prove?
Well, mental abuse is not something you can prosecute somebody
yeah.
for. You could sue somebody, I suppose, in a civil suit. Claiming emotional abuse or emotional distress, but that would not necessarily be in a domestic violence type of a scenario. It's mostly proving that somebody that plays a role in a family law case, in a divorce or a custody dispute, etc.
But when, again, I'm talking woman, who comes to you, calls you, reach out to your law firm, again, your name of law firm is?
MatusikLaw.com.
Okay. This is already first scary step because, you know, to pick up the phone and just trying to get divorced or trying to talk about your family issues and trouble and maybe not even have a lot of money because obviously this costs so much money, you know. How hard is for anybody who has not so much money to really go to this process and believe that things like that can be resolved? Are you very expensive? That's where I'm going.
No, I don't think so. I always give people discounts, especially Polish people, since I market myself in the Polish community. But obviously there's a difference between, let's say somebody comes to me and they've been charged with a misdemeanor domestic violence case. You know, I can pretty much figure out how much time and effort is going to go into it, and I can quote somebody on a flat fee basis. But a lot of people with family law cases expect the same treatment, like, well, just give me a flat fee. And, like, you know, this could be a case that lasts, well, they always last several months, but it could be several hours and it could be several hundred hours. Yes. So you can't really tell somebody, okay, this is what I'm going to charge you. Okay. So
that's anyway. Always the biggest
family law and criminal, you know, it's a completely different fee schedule.
Okay. So. Then, but you are successful. You know, you said that when you were a prosecutor, you really had a very good rate.
Correct. I had a very good conviction rate, yes.
How high?
Well, I only lost two cases, so, and I mean out of 30 jury trials, and for domestic violence, that's pretty good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because normally it's 50-60%, so.
I just would love to, like, tell ladies who are listening to us, you know, to just pick up the phone and call you. Can we give them your phone number?
Sure.
Please?
It's 310-962-2992.
Yes. And do you remember maybe the story maybe that you had some family issues? You cannot talk about this, but something that sounded like almost impossible to resolve and you found a way.
There's so many. It would be really difficult for me to just pick one because most domestic violence cases are very difficult to prove. And even if I were to talk about the most fascinating parts of my career, I don't think a lay listener, a radio listener would really understand because I would have to talk about some legal issues. Mm-hmm. I think a lawyer, and only a criminal lawyer, could understand the legal nuances of something. So I don't want to waste
anybody's
time.
But we are watching
time.
TVs, and many times we're going
through.
Oh, but
it has nothing
to do.
Nothing to do.
Are
with
you
the
sure?
100%.
Because it looks so hot when all these lawyers like talking to each other. I'm like, we don't know about
all these objections and everything that goes on TV has nothing to do with the reality.
Then what advice we can give somebody who right now feels that something really wrong is going in their marriage, in their life, and it's time to get the help? Because they don't know how to get out of a situation like that.
Well, I would definitely advise somebody to get an honest and knowledgeable and experienced attorney, get a consultation, and initially pretty much familiarize themselves with the process itself. Because when I meet with people, I mean, obviously I take things for granted because it's been my profession, but if I see that when people understand the process itself, they get more comfortable with what their expectations are and, you know, what they can expect as far as the outcome. Of course, you can never guarantee the outcome, but...
Yes, but when you say process, I know... I don't want to talk about my life, but, you know, obviously I had some family problems too, and reading the lawyer's very unusual language stuff, and my English is not so good, I think, when it comes to legal paperwork, I was not able really protect myself well, and don't laugh. I had no understanding when I asked for divorce, the difference between separation and asking for divorce, which in the end hurt me very, very much. Mm-hmm. You know, I chose separation above just filing for divorce, and, you know, then I made a horrible mistake. And honestly, I cannot believe my lawyer never really saw my big eye, but really I said, whatever, you want that? Okay, you know, do it. And I know now that it was a big mistake. But you say, how can you learn these things? How we can be expected, the clients coming to a person like you, to understand what is coming?
Well, I outlined the basics of the legal system as far as civil versus criminal and even family, which is part of civil, on my website. These are obviously basics, but I think from a layperson perspective, one, if they were to just read my website, they would have some sort of an understanding.
Now we know. Then we can learn a little bit before we meet you.
Correct.
We go into your website, we can just read just something that will clarify.
Right.
Before they even pick up the phone and talk to you, they will understand the process, that you will take them the ride, the journey that you and client will be having, and obvious outcome hopefully will be always perfect and right. Wow, that's so tough. And outside of violence, outside domestic violence, and you also are providing different help for the client when it comes to family law. Could you describe?
Well, family law, obviously, as you know, from your personal experiences.
Yes, divorce.
Prenuptial agreements, divorces. I would never, tell anybody to just file for, well, not never, but filing for legal separation, that would be an unusual thing to do under very unusual circumstances. Criminal defense, any type of misdemeanors, felonies. I've done some civil litigation cases, landlord-tenant, real estate fraud, and there are some things I don't do, and I will tell a prospective client right away that I don't deal with a certain case, and would just refer them to somebody who is an expert in a certain area. So,
okay, then if you call, if we can ask for strength. What is your the biggest strength, or what is something that interests you the most in family law? And you think like you are an expert there.
I am definitely an expert in domestic violence and family law. They overlap all the time, so you can't really just say one or the other. And any type of civil litigation, where basically you are a trial attorney and you litigate a case from the inception all the way through trial, which very few attorneys have done.
Interesting.
Most attorneys have never conducted a jury trial.
Wow. I hope people listen to her. I'm like looking at her because, again, knowing that you are Polish, knowing how beautiful you are, knowing I know you as a friend right now, and then we never talk legal stuff when, you know, we are friends and we have our girly talks and fun and stuff like that. That's very cool. And then I'm talking to you and you are just so serious, and I know how many people rely on you with their lives. And I just want people who listen to tell them that she's a great woman. She is just somebody that people will feel very comfortable to talk to. And I think if they can just, I don't want to use the word trust, but they can think that she's the one lady that I will pick up the phone and call for any advice. And hopefully you'll be the one that I will choose if I have any problem. And I have some problems, and hopefully you'll be helping me here and there. Because for the Polish community, of course, you know, you always will give this helping hands also. Then tell me, recently, can you tell us about some sampler of somebody in the trouble that really you really very fast resolve and got to the, I don't know, people say mediation, yes?
Actually, my most, I had one case that was a landlord-tenant case, which, I mean, I literally resolved in a couple of days, which could have lasted for a couple of weeks or even months, and I got a really favorable result for a tenant. And again, I used my negotiation skills with the opposing counsel, who has never done a trial, or at least I don't think he has. He claimed he did. But once I said, okay, well, that's fine. Let's if you want to try it, no problem. But we're going to take the proper steps and, you know, just go through the process. And he pretty much gave my client everything that I want.
Yeah, it's true, because we sometimes, we know we have problem live and we are writing emails. Mm-hmm. Private, we try to resolve our issue by ourselves, and we think, oh, if I can only, you know, explain the email, what is my problem, the person that we are fighting with, they will try to negotiate with us. Mm-hmm. But really one letter, one smart letter from the lawyer really, really need to have a response. And they need to be responded. A letter from you as a representation need to be responded to.
Well, I think there's such a distrust towards lawyers in general that people are very skeptical. But the truth is, if you want, I'm not saying, you know, any lawyer, but I think it's better to be represented by an attorney than represent yourself. I have not seen that many positive results if somebody represented themselves. For some reason, you're just taken more seriously. The opposing counsel is responding much more, you know, promptly, etc.
And so, if they know that you are prosecutor, they're really tough part of the law, and they don't want to really go against you. That's very good. Last time we promised people that we'll be talking about you and your hobbies and lifestyle, because you have a lot of stuff also that outside of the law you love to do, yes?
Yes.
And do you like to travel?
I like to travel. I got back from a couple of exciting trips recently.
I know.
And I know you know.
I know. And also I know you are leaving soon for Poland, yes?
That's at the end of August. Correct.
Then, you know, hopefully I can see you before you go back to Poland. And, I really would like to focus on maybe on everything what you are offering to people and give people like first step of understanding what trouble they're in, you know.
Okay.
If it's coming, okay, I decided to start a divorce. What I supposed to do? I need to have prenuptial agreement. Mm-hmm. What do I need to do? Oh, I have this, you know, landlord who drives me crazy and he did something. What I need to do? Yes, obvious, we say, pick up the phone. Your number is?
Of course, you have to call me.
Yes.
310-962-2992. And I give people free consultation. They don't have to pay me, you know, for the consultation.
That's very important.
However, I'm not going to spend 10 hours on the phone with somebody.
Yeah.
And what I end up doing is just get a preliminary idea of their issues. And then what I usually tell people to do, because people will go on forever on the phone, and I always tell them, look, you need to get me the specific documents.
Yes.
Scan them. Obviously, this is a confidential conversation or communication. And then once you get these documents to me, then we can have a more specific conversation about what I think you should do next. And sometimes I would tell people, you should not hire an attorney. You know, what you're fighting over is not worth what you're going to spend on an attorney.
Interesting.
So, you know, this is at the end of the day your decision to make, not mine.
Wow. You know, again, I like her a lot. And I think, please, people, if somebody has a trouble and feels like you are the answer for their troubles, we have the phone number that will be available for people who want to listen over and over to our show. And also on the Facebook, I posted, your website, and that's the best way to get to you, and talk to you.
Thank you.
I promise when you are coming for, of course, maybe after Poland or before Poland, we will just take people and say, okay, if you want to file for divorce, file for separation. That's what is the difference. If you want to be, you are getting into marriage with somebody and you have money, this, be careful. You do this, you do that. Then if you can give people three pointers on each subject, that would be really, really cool.
I would love to do that.
But
we need to be more specific. I can't just do it in 5 minutes. So we can, as you suggested, we can pick one specific subject and I will prepare an outline and
I love that. Because this is like the little tiny booklet for people, you know, and I'm sure everybody who listens, we all have problems. But not today, because today we are done with our show and we are resolving problem and we are excited about our wonderful guest also, Asia, Joasia and Gaia. Say hi. Cześć. Can you say papa?
Cześć.
Cześć. Can you say papa in Spanish? Do widzenia. How is in Spanish? Do widzenia.
Adios.
Adios. And in Polish?
Do widzenia.
Do widzenia. Miło ciebie poznać. I really said nice to meet you. Nice to meet you and mommy. And you will be back. Yes? Przyjedziesz? Przyjedziesz jeszcze raz? You will be back?
Tak.
Cudownie. Thank you so much. Dziękuję for today. And see you soon, everybody. Good luck to you because I know
Thank
you are
you
leaving
lot.
For Asia. Yes?
Safe right travels.
Now. Oh, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Accent on Ilona Europa. Later.
Ciao.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.